Has there been a reset in the U.S.-Iran relationship?
In international interactions, my government will try to build mutual trust between Iran and the regional and global countries. And this way, we will improve our national and regional security.
The inauguration yesterday of the newly elected President Hassan Rouhani in Iran was a chance to assure Iranians and U.S. leaders that an opportunity for real change exists now. The president may have signaled both yesterday in a speech that at the very least marks a radical step away from the rhetoric and style of former President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Joining us now is Amir Paivar, bilingual business correspondent with BBC Persian Television. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
What's the most important message from the inauguration in your view?
I think the most important message can be summarized into two words. The slogans Mr. Rouhani used for his election campaign, namely wisdom and hope. He had a message of hope for Iranians that he will fix the economy, that he will fix the relations with the world outside, although he acknowledges it's a very, very difficult task. At the same time, he showed he's wise yesterday in a swearing-in ceremony where he handed in the list of his cabinet members right there and then. And this is in contrast to President Ahmadinejad, who, for example, had a delay of 3 months in handing in his bill for the budget. So this man means business, and he has been conveying that message throughout.
And the message is one for Iranians largely, but was there any reference to the U.S.-Iran relationship and particularly Iran's aggressive stance in Syria?
He diplomatically avoided naming certain countries, the U.S. or Israel, or particularly mentioning the case like Syria. But he did tell the world outside, in his own words, he said that to get a response, positive response from Iran, don't talk to Iran in language of sanctions, talk in language of respect, which basically he now, as the highest elected official of Iran, his message for the world is that he will not bend under pressure, but if you come to negotiation table with respect and mutual understanding, that he's ready to engage, he's ready for business.
Does President Rouhani have the options at his disposal to deal with these foreign issues, or is he pretty much concentrated on placating and assuring the Iranian public that the economy is in good hands and that there will be at least no more sanctions that might affect the pocketbooks of individual Iranian consumers?
You're right. When it comes to the economy, he's Mr. Fixer. When it comes to foreign relations, he's Mr. Charmer. And absolutely to the point, he does not have all the power he needs to fix the relations with the world outside. The man who's got the last say in foreign policy and nuclear policy is the Supreme Leader, Ali Khamenei. But the way we understand it is that even the Supreme Leader might be ready now, either because of sanctions, because of the pressure, or because of the crippling economy inside the country, he might be ready for some compromise. Now, whether it is tactical or strategic, how far he's ready to give concessions, that's million-dollar question, which we will understand as soon as the nuclear negotiations start.
All right, Amir Paivar, bilingual business correspondent with the BBC Persian Television Service. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.